Warrior, get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. Guaranteed to abolish the word thirst. Yep. All it comes fresh right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for money. With Showmax, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. Events as and when they happen. The main news on Ultra Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headline, in local news, ZRA pushes digital clearance to easy border congestion. Zambia and DRC strengthen livestock trade ties. In international news, race to find survivors after Sudan landslide kills hundreds. In sports news, Chipolopolo welcomes key players ahead of Morocco clash.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Ultra Radio.
With the news in details, my name is Mukoka Darlington. In local news, Zambia Revenue Authority Commissioner General Dingani Banda has aged carrying agents to adopt digital platforms for processing goods in order to decongest border force. Speaking in Sesheke District, Mr. Banda emphasized that there is no need for agents to compete with tourists in queues when goods can be cleared online. Noted that ZRA has established free internet cafes at border points to facilitate digital clearance. Mr. Banda further revealed that the authority is working to enhance its digital systems, enabling agents to clear goods using their mobile phones, making the process more accessible and efficient. He also announced that ZRA is extending domestic tax services to the Katima-Mlilo border under the One ZRA approach aimed at integrating services and improving taxpayer convenience. Meanwhile, ZRA Commissioner of Customs Services, NSC Sigande, stated that the authority is working towards a single payment point where only the receipt will be issued to facilitate non-stop operations at borders and boost revenue collection. Leader of the opposition in Parliament, Robert Chavinga, has advised the Patriotic Front PF faction to refrain from involving President Hakainde Hichilema and the court in its internal party dispute. Speaking during a press briefing in Mafinga, Chavinga said that the PF wrangles began long before President Hichilema assumed office, and it is therefore unfair to accuse the president of sponsoring the confusion. Chavinga was responding to social media posts in which some PF members assured an ultimatum to the court demanding a ruling on the party internal matters. Meanwhile, Chavinga emphasized his respect for the rule of law and says he would not be drawn into making statements that could amount to contempt of court. Zambia Revenue Authority Commissioner General Dingani Banda has reaffirmed the authority's commitment to operationalizing the Katima-Mlilo one-stop border post. Mr. Banda emphasized that the Livingstone Sesheke Road is a critical corridor for promoting regional trade and integration. Made these remarks during a cadet call on Sesheke District Commissioner Alex Namenda. Mr. Banda noted that as the government begins work on the Livingstone Sesheke Road, ZRA is focused on ensuring the Katima-Mlilo border post becomes fully operational to enhance trade facilitation and revenue collection. Meanwhile, Mr. Namenda aids ZRA to address the bottlenecks hindering the 24 hours operation of the border post, stressing the importance of seamless cross-border movement for economic growth. Still in local news, Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo have called for the expansion of bilateral trade relations in livestock and fisheries products. Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala emphasized the importance of deepening trade agreements made between President Hakainde Hichilema and DRC President Felix Tshisekedi, particularly regarding the export of beef from Zambia to the DRC. Noted that such efforts are key to fostering economic growth between the two countries. Mr. Kapala highlighted Zambia's progress in establishing animal disease-free compartments, which will facilitate the safe and sustainable trade of beef to the DRC and the other neighboring countries. Made these remarks during a cattle call by the DRC delegation led by Pascaline Mbangu Kikumbi, permanent secretary in the DRC's Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. Ms. Kikumbi stated that her team is in Zambia to familiarize themselves with beef compartments and value chains in preparation for import. She expressed DRC's enthusiasm for the initiative and added that her country is also interested in importing poultry, goats, sheep and fish once beef exports commence. Meanwhile, Zambia Beef Export Project Manager Mishek Mulumba noted that the involvement of the private sector and the establishment of disease-free compartments will support sustainable and safe intra-regional trade under the framework of the Southern African Development Community SADC and the African Continental Free Trade Area. Eastern Province Commanding Officer of Police Robert Mwenda has confirmed the incident of a male adult aged 33 years identified as Grand Banda of Sindan's Kawaza compound being beaten and murdered by a mob on 27th August around 19 hours at Kalomo Village. Chifu Mbangombe in Sindan District in Eastern Province. The matter was reported to Singa Police by Besam Puri, aged 58 years, a headman of Kalomo Village, Chief Mbangombe, Singa District, that one male adult of unknown residence was beaten and murdered by a mob from his village and surrounding area. Mwemba discloses that brief facts of the matter are that the now deceased, together with two other known, was spotted passing through Kalomo village in a quantum bus registration number ARB 6415 around 18:30 hours and went to park in the bush. That raises suspicions among the villagers who have been having their animals stolen by unknown people. Finally, in local news, the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment has launched a climate change friendly website designed to champion climate education among children and youth in schools. Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Imposha stated that the website will serve as a platform where young people can connect, share ideas and collaborate on climate action. Mr. Mposha added that the website will feature interactive learning tools that explain adaptation and mitigation strategies in simple, engaging and practical ways. He also expressed concern over the drying of the Rwangwa River, warning that the loss of water poses a serious threat to the wildlife that depends on it. He described the river's condition as one of many visible effects of climate change in Zambia. Meanwhile, Save the Children's Country Director Chinobe Kambikambi praised the digital platform as a powerful tool for amplifying the voices of children and youth in the climate change discourse. We now take a short break. See you to come in international and sports news. Don't go out.
Thank you.